This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. But I have two more stories to tell you. First of all, I found out, which I really didn't know, which is a little unusual. Did you know that Wayne Dyer died?
Your
Renaissance? I didn't either. He died a week ago Saturday. And the reason I think nobody knew about it, because, it was not a prominent news story, was because Wes Craven died the same weekend. First of all, if you want to get publicity, you shouldn't die on a weekend, number one. But number two, you need to make sure that you, if you want your passing to be noticed, you have to make sure that you're the only person. It's the joke, which wasn't really funny. This was a true story, that Jackie Kennedy, Carol Burnett, and Henry Kissinger were a bunch of years ago took a shuttle from New York to D.C. D.C. actually to New York. And it was very bumpy. It was very turbulent. And when they got off the plane, it was so bumpy they were interviewing people, and because there were three celebrities, they interviewed Carol Burnett, and she said, I prayed that the plane wouldn't crash. And she said, well, your prayers were answered. She said, yeah, I would have gotten third billing. So, which apparently is a true story. So Wayne, I actually didn't find out about it. I knew about Wes Craven, but I didn't know about Wayne, whom I knew. And so I was thinking about it, and I thought, if you think about it, Wes Craven was known for scaring the daylights out of people, right? That's what he did, scary movies. It was the first of the sort of schlock scare masters.
Yep.
And Wayne Dyer was known for bringing the light of day to the scary parts of ourselves. So I thought that there was a certain amount of symmetry. Wayne was only 75. And I knew him. I interviewed him when I first started in broadcasting in Boston, and it's one of the stories that I tell about Wayne, because I think it's so characteristic of a very charismatic man. Because he was really, after Joyce Brothers, was probably the second most well known, and to a certain extent, Joyce was kind of old school, and Wayne was kind of new school. He was the first of the self-help kind of gurus in a lot of ways. And he told a story about, he was in practice in Fort Lauderdale, which is kind of an odd place to be in practice, I suppose, or maybe not. And there was a woman from New York who came down to see him because she'd heard that he was really good. And she was, her problem, her presenting problem, was that she bit her fingernails. And her fingernails were down to sort of bloody stubs. And she said, Dr. Dwyer, I bought my fingernails. And he said, well, okay, just tell me about this. But don't, during the time we're talking, don't put your fingers in your mouth. And she started talking, and she talked about the fact that her father abused her. And during this whole thing, that her fingers were inexorably moving toward her mouth. And Wade would stop her and say, look, you can continue with the story, but don't, move your hands away from your mouth. And this went on for a while, and he tells the story, goes on for a very long time. And he finally yelled at her and said, look, I don't care about any of that, just don't put your fingers in your mouth. And that's Wayne. That was so much a characteristic of who he was and how he approached psychological issues and how he approached therapy and how he approached his patients. I think it's just a terrific story. And he actually, I turned out to be going out to the airport with him at one point. We got stuck in traffic in the tunnel going to Logan. And he said, we're going to miss the plane. I said, Wayne, just be in the moment, which was kind of teasing him as much as anything else. But he was kind of lost track of each other a little bit. But he was very nice and very kind. When I'd put a book out, he'd quite often write a blurb for me or get in touch with me. And And so I think he will certainly be missed. He was living in Hawaii. The other story he told, was which I've never forgotten, which is about his father. He grew up in foster care, and his father apparently left when he was about three. And so after he was fairly famous and fairly wealthy, he decided he was going to go and trace down his father, and he was born in Detroit. And so he went to Detroit, and he actually traced down his father and was in a park. And he tells a story about sitting on a park bench and seeing his father in the park. And I said, well, what did you say to him? He said, oh, I never said anything to him. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, all I wanted to do was see him. And apparently, you know, I remember at the time saying, Wayne, that's unfinished business. You know, you need to say why, or to, I mean, why would you get that close and not take the next step? And I doubt that it was me, but it turns out that he then tells a story, which I didn't know him nearly as well after that, of deciding he was going to go find his father and finding out that his father had died several years before, which again I think is one of those cautionary tales that assuming that everybody's going to be around when you get around to wanting to do business with them is one of those fatal assumptions. So he'll be missed. And I'm sorry that he didn't get more recognition in terms of his passing. He viewed it as sort of the next adventure. So rest in peace, Wayne, or maybe not. Maybe it's not rest and maybe it's not peaceful, but whatever adventure that you're destined to have, I'm sure that if there's a way of sharing it with the rest of us and bringing some sense of comfort and enlightenment to us, you'll figure out a way to do it. So it was just, it was one of those things of, you know, and I've found out about people's passing, and I hate to use the word passing because it sounds like I'm afraid to say the word died, and I'm really not. I just am sort of trying to honor other people's sensibility a little bit. But of finding out, there's always that shock. I mean, so even when it's a news story, but I found out that one of my friends had died by opening up a magazine and seeing in the memoriam section. So I guess that's why people, as they get older, check the obituaries. that's you know, my mom and my grandfather's stories. You get up in the morning, you open the newspaper, you read the obituaries, and if you're not there, you have some orange juice and coffee and get on with your day. So, all right, the other story I have to tell you, which is a very minor story, but usually I have things that are jammed up against each other, and so I'm rushing from one place to another. And for some reason last week, there were some time intervals, which is pretty unusual for me. And, you know, not enough time to go home and not enough time to really do anything meaningful, but just some time to hang out, which I know most people sort of schedule their lives that way, but that's not exactly how I do mine. So I ended up at one of my favorite places, which is a consignment store, and they had this little jumble thing that had the jewelry was a dollar or something, and most of it was just terrible junk. I mean, it was stuff that you wouldn't even take to your kindergartners because they would go, oh. But there was this one thing that had all these great looking beads on it, and I don't know if you've ever gone to a bead store. Beads, especially glass beads, are not inexpensive, and it was this huge tangle. So I was curious as much as anything else to see what it could be, because it was large. It was like the size of a grapefruit. So I had some time, and so I started untangling it, and it was impossible. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to untangle this. And I did, and it turns out to be this really cool kind of either necklace or belt that was braided and then had all these sort of chandelier-like hang-down things with all these glass beads. And I thought, this is the metaphor for my life, that I untangle things even when they seem impossible and even when they take an enormous amount of patience. And, I mean, if you figured out my hourly rate of untangling those beads, there is no way to figure that out. But I was so proud of myself, so I have my cool thing. And every time I look at it in my closet, I just smile because I think, that's what I do. I take and untangle stuff, and you have to be patient sometimes, but it's almost always worth it, if nothing else, because it satisfies my curiosity. So those are my stories. So, Wayne, I'm glad we all got to share your life for a while, and onto your next adventure. And if you've got a problem and you want to untangle it, and you have some time, just kind of remind yourself that that's part of what we do in this life, is we untangle things. And if you need some help from me untangling, it won't even cost you a dollar. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh, boy. Didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-993-7569. All right, let's go back to our, you know, National Paranoia Day. So named because it turns out that the vast majority of people who responded do not trust the government, which is kind of sad. But I mean, so maybe we'll figure out what we can do about it. I don't know. But it's at least it's an interesting issue. So 855-993-7569. Let's see what other people have to say.
Antonio says one. He says, I do not agree with the majority of current government policies. The U.S. government has been infiltrated by Negroes, Jews, women's rights activists, and the LGBT community, all of which are special quote, special interest groups, end quote.
Also called citizens.
He goes on to say, their motive is to commit the crime of false pretenses to force their deranged and demented unorthodox lifestyles onto the American people, which constitutes harassment. They are funding these campaigns by fleecing taxpayers via frivolous government programs.
Well, I mean, I worry much less about those issues, whatever those are, than things that, I mean, because I think if you talk about where the funding goes and how much, as opposed to large corporations and things that are affecting the environment and, I hear. All right. You're entitled to your beliefs. All right. 855-993-7569. Let's see what else we got.
Let's see. Donna says, not at all. Andrea says, two. Jan says, zilch, zip, nada.
Nada. Okay, well, I got that.
Don says a five.
Does he say why? I mean,
no.
There are not very many of us who go above one, really.
Irene says, not at all. It seems our elected officials will say anything to get into office and then do anything to stay. That's probably not a fair statement, but it's unfortunately the perception of many of us that actually vote. Maybe if everyone that was eligible to vote actually took the time to do their own research on a particular candidate, formed their own opinion, and actually voted in both the primaries and general elections, we'd have better outcomes. Term limits wouldn't hurt either.
Well, I mean, the issue about voting, I think most people who don't vote will tell you, and I'm not really disagreeing with you, but will tell you that the reason they don't vote is that they don't trust the candidates. And I agree that if you don't vote, you can't complain. And, you know, who wants to not be able to complain? We're a nation of complainers. So, but still, are there people that you feel that you voted for in the past who weren't elected that would have been better than the people who were elected? And that maybe that's one of the questions to ask. And I suppose it always feels like, you know, that the candidate you didn't like should not have been in. You know, I don't know. I don't know that having, I mean, the question becomes really quickly to me of how do you get the right people to run? The right people meaning just people who'd be honest. You don't necessarily have to have them agree with you. But, I mean, how do you get moral people to run? How do you get more people to run, and how do you make sure that at least some of them are moral? So, because, you know, the idea of having people who always agree with me, I don't need that. I just have people that would do the right thing and would think about things, would read the legislation, would not view themselves as being there to line their pockets at the taxpayers' expense. You know, I don't need them to agree with me on everything, and maybe even necessarily agree with me, to be able to explain to me why they're voting how they're voting. I just some accountability, some sense of responsibility. I mean, I think we do tend to vote for people that we that think like us. I think we vote for candidates that we find likable, which is, I mean, I'm not sure I want my doctor to be likable. I want my doctor to be competent. I want them to listen to me. I want them to be up to date on things. We really have a cult of likability in this country that I don't think is necessarily very helpful. There was an article about Queen Elizabeth and all the leaders that she's outlasted, starting with Stalin. And I don't think that people view Elizabeth II as particularly likable, perhaps worthy of respect, but she does tend to keep her distance. She does tend to keep her own counsel. And you could sort of say, yeah, but she'd never have to be elected. And that's true. It's a constitutional monarchy, but she's the monarch. And she inherited it from her father, who was not supposed to be first in line anyway. So, but I think she takes, I think she's trustworthy. I think that you have the sense that if she says something, it's true. That she, and of course, lining her pocket, she's what, the richest woman in the world. Maybe Yoko has taken over that slot, but I think Yoko is actually second to her. But still, then maybe that's the deal. Maybe we should have fought King George quite so much. Maybe we would have done better as a constitutional monarchy. Oh, never mind. Of course we wouldn't have. All right. Keep going.
Beverly says, sorry, but there is no appropriate number for me to pick, Dr. Joy.
I don't think this is necessarily a good sign.
Sandra says zero. Marie says zero. So much waste. I don't trust the government, senators, congressmen, the president. The Iran deal is a big mistake. We need a strong man who will surround himself with an intelligent staff. And there's only one man who has the self-esteem to do it. Also, there should be term appointments in the House and the Senate. Get rid of these old buzzers who are in bed.
I think it means term limits, not appointments, but...
Yeah. Get rid of these old buzzers who are in bed with the lobbyists. Sorry, I don't like to give political views on Facebook, but I couldn't help myself. Vote people for our country.
Well, again, I certainly encourage everybody to vote. There are people who literally die for the privilege that all of us have. But the question is, who do you vote for? For whom do you vote, I suppose, if we're going to actually speak English? If you talk to your friends, can you think of any of your friends that you think would actually either run for office or be good at running for office?
I have one
okay,
friend.
Okay, do you? All right.
Yeah,
tell me about him. All right, tell me.
He's a couple years younger than me. I'm 31, and he turns 29 in a month. And as far as, you know, just the political spectrum, I mean, he doesn't really align himself with either side. I mean, he's kind of more middle of the road, down the middle. And I mean, he knows his stuff. I mean, and he's very passionate, and he's a guy he's kind of sick of what we've been seeing for the last, you know.
Would he run for office?
Oh, I think he would. If given, you know, if he had the resources and was able to do it, I think he totally would. Yeah.
Huh. Maybe we should publicize his campaign.
I'd vote for him.
He can't run for president yet. He's too young. And hopefully he was born in this country and we don't have to worry about
he was.
Birthing. Thank goodness. I feel so much better. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Got something on your mind you'd like to chat with me about? lots of you have chatted about the government and not being very happy about how the government is behaving. And I mean, having essentially no confidence whatsoever. So, what can I tell you? All right, 855-993-7569. All right, let's see what else you guys have got on your mind.
Melissa says, I trust the government to be untrustworthy.
Well, there you go.
Francine says zero. We've got a couple people, Julie and Karima, that say one. Corinne also says one. Brenda says zero. Lori says negative 10 in Canada federally, and the same for Ontario provincial government.
Okay.
Karen says negative 13. Jennifer says zero. Lowell says negative one with a smiley face. Marianne says two. Jen says four. Mark says six. Cheryl.
Six.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cheryl says four.
With no explanation.
No.
So we get the positive ones, although nobody has, that six is the highest we've gotten, I think, isn't it?
I think we had a seven earlier.
I think you're right. With no explanation. Oh, no. That was the one who said, the trains run on time, essentially. That isn't what he said. And trains basically are mostly private, although not completely. I guess Amtrak's not. But the infrastructure works, the police work, the fire departments work, the roads work. So, okay.
Let's see. Cheryl says four. Dave says negative 10. we got a couple more zeros. Adeline says 2. Kiana says 8.
Wow. Any explanation?
She doesn't elaborate, but she does say 8.
Okay.
Just a few more here. Stephanie says 0. So much greed and corruption. Betsy says 3. Janet says maybe 2. Stacy says, last one here from Stacy says, in between 0 and 1. So, wow.
So people are not happy, as you can hear.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think what we should do is continue to ask people what they feel they could change about the government that would make things better. And you can see the consistency. I'm really curious about why people, especially people who felt that the government was above 3, which was certainly the vast minority, but still of. And my guess is that we'll get back to kind of what you and I were talking about before, is that we forget that the government is not only people in Washington, not only people, the talking heads on This Week in Washington and Meet the Press, but also when you go to get your license renewed, when you go and pay your parking ticket. I'm thinking of negative things, aren't I? But the fact that the road crews work, the fact that the subway system works pretty well here, although if you're taking the subway over this weekend, you're not going to agree with me. But the idea being that government is a bunch of things, and the stuff that we're probably happiest about is the stuff that is the least dramatic, the least what's the word I want? I guess dramatic, for lack of a better term, as opposed to the leadership, which, and you can see why, and I don't want to get this in the politics either, about why people are looking for something different, and whether something different means somebody who has essentially no experience or somebody who just has a different take on it. But, I mean, remember, Jimmy Carter really ran for president essentially as an outsider, and was elected as an outsider, and unfortunately served as president as an outsider. And so that's not very viable either. And when you talk about morality, I think that Jimmy Carter was probably one of the most moral people we've ever had in the White House, but he was not very effective. Although, as I said, one of the people who I'm just beginning to get to know says that he was a lot more effective. He'll be remembered as a much better president than he was. And what the hostage situation was really what nailed him. And he had very little sort of control over that. And that's the other thing that we probably need to look at, is we view a president as positive if the economy's in good shape when he's in office. And I you wonder how little or how much any president has to do with any of those kinds of things, of the economy, of which includes mortgages and stock market, and whether or not we're involved in foreign situations. There's, again, the metaphor that I would use is, how does anybody know what that job is before you take it? And as Manny points out, once you take it, you see the terrible physical toll it takes, and presumably that physical toll is just a manifestation of the emotional toll.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, it's a terrible job.
I mean, Obama looks like he's aged 20 years. I mean, he's been in office for 6.5 years, basically.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's it's rough work, man. I couldn't imagine doing it.
Yeah, I mean, the idea, again, getting back to my favorite metaphor, that it turns out that there was a study that was done about 5 years ago that asked people, were they happier after they had a child, if they compared how they felt as being parents to before they were parents. Extraordinarily enough, I mean, what would you guess if you guessed that would people be happier when they had a child or without a child, before they had a child? These were not people who chose to be parent, who choose not to go through life without ever having children. It was people who didn't have children, wanted to have children, then had children. Which would you say? And I mean, you can guess, obviously, you got a 50-50 chance, and why, and give me some idea of what you think the likelihood was.
Oh, that's a tough question.
Take a guess.
Say the latter.
Which is that? That they were happier or unhappier?
I think it was unhappier, right? That's what you said was the latter one?
Yes, they were. You're correct. And the assumption being, and they went into various people, that the children that were given such a sterilized version, to use a terrible pun, about what raising children is like. You had the Gerber baby and people who, 20% of the population at a particular time is quite often dealing with issues of infertility. So these are people. They just saw a movie about it called Pushing Motherhood of Overage Moms. And people who go to huge expense and emotional chagrin of just deciding they want to have a child. But it turns out that raising the idea of a child and raising a child do not have a whole lot in common. And so what they found was that people were like, and I'm trying to remember exactly how they did the survey, were like 30 to 50% less happy with children than they were before. I mean, and that's startling if you think about it, because what you'd think is, obviously, that when you've got such effective birth control available, that people who wanted to have children, and all of these people are wanting to have children, none of them were accidental, at least in the survey, that this is something they really wanted. Some of them went to great expense and extreme measures to have children, and then found out they weren't happy. That it was many demands on your time, hard on your marriage, financially difficult. Children were not necessarily. And that sort of followed up a study that was done. Sort of an informal one by Ann Landers like 25 years ago that said, if you had it to do all over, would you have children? And the vast majority of people said, no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't have children again. So, and I think that's, again, my metaphor of being a president is like being a parent, except you're the parent of the country as opposed, I mean, literally the father of the country, right? George Washington sort of personified. That you have no idea of what it's going to be. And so the idea being, I don't know, it'd be really interesting to ask, we've got Bush Sr., Bush Jr., Carter, and Clinton around, and ask all four of those guys, if they had to do all over again, would they run for president again? And I wonder what they'd say. Don't you?
Yeah.
Maybe we should figure out how to ask them. I may have a way of asking Jimmy Carter, if I can do that. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right.
two meals free. That's TryPlated.com, TryPlated.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So we apparently have finished up our walk on the depressed side. I can't. Oh, see, we had, what, like 70-some responses or something, and then there were, what, maybe 10 that were above 3
yeah.
or above 4, which is 15%, which is not a great... sort of rating, and it wasn't really talking about any particular president or any particular, you know, maybe what we should ask at one point was there, except I'm not going to do it. It just occurred to me, here's what I was going to say. I don't mean to stop myself mid-sentence, because I know that really irritates me when people do it to me. So I was going to say, which president did you trust? But that'll just turn into a political sort of arm wrestling contest, which I really don't want to do here. Because it seems to me that what this says is that we don't trust government. It doesn't really make any difference who's president. I mean, you may or not have voted for him, because there are presidents that I'm not sure that I would have voted for. There are presidents that I've kind of ignored that they were in office the entire time, like, you know, in a scary movie where I put my hand over my eyes or sort of block the vision. But I mean, you'd like to think that the government. That most of the government can run itself independent of whoever's in the White House. And I think that's probably true. And that's the part of government that all of us kind of, if we don't appreciate, at least we feel a little more confident and comfortable about. The bureaucracy, and even though we use the bureaucracy in kind of negative kind of ways. I think, on the other hand, while it may be negative, that we also think that it runs well enough. At least runs. You get something for your money, as opposed to some of our more venal representatives, where we feel that we don't get anything for our money. They don't vote. They don't know what they're voting on. If they do vote, that they sell out. That, I mean, there are all sorts of really unpleasant things we could say about them, which even their mothers sort of, you know, who knows? But, you know, I'm really just a little surprised at how deep the negativity is, and to what extent. I wouldn't, you know, I obviously put it up sort of being a little bit curious about it, but also, you know, I really didn't expect the overwhelming negativity that we got. Is it Cecily or Cecile? Is it Cecily or Cecile? Which, how do I pronounce it?
Cecile.
It's what? Cecile.
Cecile, yes.
Okay. Thanks. Welcome to the program. How am I to help you?
Thank you. I am looking for a little advice on how to start a dialogue with a sister-in-law who lives in California and is in need of some in-home care.
Okay.
We live on the other coast, and she has a few issues, and it's becoming quite obvious that it's not healthy for her to live alone.
How old is she, Cecile?
She's 80.
Okay.
And there are family fairly close by, but issues have presented themselves that make it difficult for them to give her the care that she's needing.
Why? Why are they... Who's going to pay for it is probably the first question.
Well, Perlita is the sister-in-law's name, and she is able to to take care of the cost.
What does she want to do?
Well, in one situation, she's saying yes, that she would agree to some in-home care, and then in other, almost by the end of the sentence, she's saying no, that she's fine.
Yeah, this is not uncommon, as I'm sure you're aware, with dealing with anybody, but certainly with people who are getting a little on in age. What I would do is get somebody in there and tell her that there are going to be some people that are trying out. What worked best with my mom was a little bit of, if not an, it was true, but it was a little bit of an exaggeration. I said, Mom, look, two things. First of all, I paid for this, and I'd really like to get some return on my investment as opposed to just flushing the money. And second of all, these are people who really need the money. So what I want to do is have a couple of different people come in, and you pick the one you like the best. And that did a couple of things, which it hopefully will be useful to you. First of all, that I said to Mom, this is going to, and I'd already paid for it, so that may be a little bit different of saying, and maybe you guys could get together, those of you, and say, look, we'll pay for the first couple of weeks. Because that takes the responsibility. This is a gift. Do this as a favor for us. And for a couple of weeks, it shouldn't be very expensive. And we want to get a couple of people. All of these people really need the work. They have families to support. So then she feels good about doing it. And you get to choose, which means she's then in control.
Right. All right. Well,
getting
ready to go out to California and the end of the
I'd have it set up before you. I'd have a couple of people set up before you go out there so that you can kind of help her with it. But I think that's the clue. If we're going to do this as a gift to you, if you like it, you can take it over. These people need the money, and you get to choose. And then see what happens.
Give me some suggestions if there's a flat-out no. I'm not allowing anyone into the house.
But you can say, okay, you know, when you're ready, and because something will happen. Either her house will get messy or she'll get a cold or something. Say, and what I did with my mom, I said, Mom, look, you don't have to do this forever. Be willing to give it a try. You know, it's like, you know, how can you say you would have sent me to my room till I was 40 if I'd said, you know, I don't want to try broccoli. I hate it. And you'd say, have you ever tried it? And I'd say, no, I know I'm going to hate it. That's what you're doing. You're doing the broccoli school of life.
Mm-hmm.
So that should work. All right, give it a try. Right. Write down the phone number so you can call me from where you're in California, and I'll help you out. You're welcome.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Tina, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I going to help you?
Hi there. I have a question. Actually, I have a comment. First of all, I was listening to about the parents that had chosen they were happier or wish they hadn't had kids. I think that's actually really sad.
Well, it is.
People chose that.
Yeah.
Considering how many kids are out there. Under my problem, I can't stand my job. I'm almost at the end of retiring. I love my job. I'm at the end where I'm going to need to retire, most likely because they're going to be moving across the state and I'm not going to relocate.
Okay.
I'll have my years in and I'll be eligible to retire. Getting to that point right now, it's less than a year away, but I almost feel like the fact that, you know, the dynamics have changed in our office and have become really difficult to sustain, I guess. I need to get to the end so I can retire, but I feel like because I know retirement's coming close, I have even less tolerance for all of the BS.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a homework assignment because I don't want to do this off the top of your head. What I want you to do, are you going to work today?
Yes.
Great. All right, what I want you to do is I want you to be as specific as you possibly can with me and write down in detail what specific things are driving you nuts right now, all right? Because it sounds to me, if I understand you correctly, what you want to do is leave in a blaze of glory as opposed to having the last year just slugging through it and being miserable. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. So go today so it's not abstract at all. It's very specific. Make a list. I'm going to put you on with Manny, and we'll figure out a time for you so you don't have to wait in line tomorrow to talk with me, and we'll get through it and make your last year your best year yet. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.